Johnny Cowell and the TSO with Hoagie Carmichael's Stardust. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, next week, the TSO presents its final Pops concert of the season, and you know that they are ending with something really special. Principal Pops conductor Stephen Reinecke is bringing one of Broadway's great leading men to Roy Thompson Hall. June 17th and 18th, see Spotlight on Broadway, Jeremy Jordan. The Grammy and Tony-nominated singer and actor has starred in Newsies, The Great Gatsby, Waitress, West Side Story, The Last 5 Years, and more. And he returns to the TSO to fill your ears with an evening of show-stopping hits. And he joins me now. Jeremy Jordan, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well. How are you? Getting ready to hit the road and come to Toronto?
Yeah, I'm going to take a break in my Broadway 8-show schedule and hop on a plane for a minute and come hang out in Toronto during the summer, which is my favorite time to be in Toronto.
Yeah, fantastic. What are you playing in these days?
I'm on a show on Broadway called Just in Time, where I play Bobby Darin. It's a lot of fun. It's very grueling. So it'll be nice to take a mini break, although I'm technically working during that break.
Well, it's not your first time with the TSO. You have worked with the orchestra before. What do you remember most about your past experience, and what are you looking forward to in your return?
Yeah, well, I love the environment at Roy Thompson. It's just like such a great city. I've been there a couple times, and it's definitely my favorite place to perform in Canada, and that includes the film sets that I've shot there. But no, it's just a really great audience, and you know, you can really tell that people are excited to get you know, Broadway actors a little farther north. And the orchestra was incredible. And Stephen Reinecke, who's a good friend of mine, always puts on a really incredible show. And yeah, it's going to be fun.
You've worked a lot with Stephen Reinecke. What is he like mm-hmm. as a collaborator?
What's he like? Yeah. He's great. He's an incredibly hard worker. But he's also really fun and goofy, and kind of lets me be myself. You know, sometimes when you get into the you know, orchestral concert world in these settings, it can be very formal. But you know, that's not really me. So we keep it casual and fun. You know, I took him to his first ever escape room in Toronto too.
Oh my really goodness! How did you guys do?
We got out, obviously.
Thank goodness. Now, this is a program that brings together a wide range of Broadway and popular repertoire. How do you approach building a concert set list like this?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing these big, you know, orchestral concerts for a while. So over time, we've really amassed a decent amount of repertoire. But we try to keep adding new stuff, you know, to keep up with the latest things that I've done, and, you know, to try to keep it fresh. So, you know, we try to mix in hits from my career while also doing some, you know, overall crowd pleasers, and then maybe peppering in one or two things that are a little bit unexpected.
Can you give a little bit of a teaser as to what might be in store?
You'll hear stuff from Newsies. You'll hear stuff from The Great Gatsby. You'll hear, some classical Broadway stuff. You'll hear a couple non-Broadway things. I do this really fun Andy Williams medley. You might hear a little bit of Bobby Darin in there. It's going to be a nice mix.
Sounds great. Now, you mentioned being on the film sets in Toronto. I mean, you work at all kinds of medium, stage, screen, concerts, recording. When you're performing with a full orchestra live, how is that particular experience? Does it unleash something?
it's definitely a very singular experience, you know. Even when you're on Broadway and there's a you know, an orchestra, usually they're in the pit, and just in time they're on stage as well, but it's, you know, it's a small group. But when you have that many instruments behind you and that wall of sound, it just sort of transports you to a different place, kind of mentally and sonically, and it feels epic, you know, and you feel supported in a way that, you know, is really, you're unable to capture even if you're in a recording studio and you have a million pieces in your ears, it's not the same as just being there in that room, the reverberation and the acoustics, and you know, you mix that with the audience being in there. It's really special.
Now, many people know you from your roles in Newsies, Last 5 Years, Great Gatsby, and so on. Are there particular songs or characters that continue to feel especially meaningful for you that you like to revisit in concert?
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, for me, Newsies is probably the biggest one because it's just the thing that started my career, and I always sing something from that in every concert that I do. It's just, it's become, you know, my calling card staple, and to sort of revisit and reimagine those songs in a new way as I get older is really special. You know, I'll be singing something from Floyd Collins, which is what I did on Broadway last year, which is also a very special and personal song for me. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a few. Sometimes it's more fun than anything, and you know, the fun part is getting to experience the audience's reaction to hearing it live for the first time. You know, something that they maybe heard a recording of a million times, and it feels different and new to hear it, you know, in right in front of your face.
Well, speaking of, you know, live for the first time, for those who may be seeing you in this capacity for the first time, what kind of evening do you hope that they have with you and Stephen Reinecke and the TSO?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, for me, when I bring the energy that I try to bring to concerts is an escape, is to try to make you laugh, but also try to, you know, make you feel something. You know, my approach to singing, especially in a concert setting, is to just sort of allow you to come with me on each journey and adventure, because each song tells a different kind of story, and we can all have those experiences together, and you know, be transported, and you know, make you forget, you know, maybe some things that you want to not worry about for a little bit, and but also send you, you know, hopefully excited about live performance and coming back to the theater or to another concert sometime soon.
Well, Jeremy Jordan, we really look forward to seeing you at Roy Thomson Hall, and thanks for taking a moment to speak with me.
Oh my gosh, it's my absolute pleasure. Thank you. Can't wait to see y'all.
That was Jeremy Jordan. He joins the TSO in their final Pops concert of the season, Spotlight on Broadway, Jeremy Jordan. It runs June 17th and 18th, and you can find out more and get your tickets at tso.ca. Let's hear him now. This is Jeremy in one of his celebrated roles, Jack Kelly in Newsies.